During the Second World War, in the Papua New Guinea campaign on the Kokoda Track, a lot of the Australian soldiers were helped by Papua New Guinea natives. This poem was written by Sapper Bert Burros at 4 o'clock one morning on the Kokoda Track. It was written about these fuzzy wuzzy angels, and it may never have been printed, except that his commanding officer sent a copy home to his wife, who was so impressed by it that she sent it to the Brisbane Courier Mail for publication during the Second World War. The poem is now in the archives of the Australian War Memorial, and it's called Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels. Many a mother in Australia, when her busy day is done, sends a prayer to God Almighty for the keeping of her son, asking that an angel guide him and bring him safely back. Now we see her prayers are answered on that Owen Stanley track. They don't have any halos, only holes slashed in their ears, and faces marked by tattoos with scratch pins in their hair, bringing out the wounded just as gentle as a hearse, using leaves to keep the rain off, and as steady as a nurse. Slow and careful in bad places on that awful mountain track, and the looks upon their faces make you think perhaps Christ was black. Not a move to hurt the wounded as they treat him like a saint. It's a picture worth recording that an artist's yet to paint. Many a lad will see his mother, many a husband, their kids and wives, just because the fuzzy wuzzy carried them to save their lives. From mortar or machine gun fire or a chance surprise attack to safety and the care of doctors at the bottom of that track. May the mothers in Australia, when they offer up their prayer, mention those impromptu angels with the fuzzy, wuzzy hair.